This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Brandy. I just want to let you guys know I'm about to be on tour for the next 2 weeks. So if you're anywhere in the Southeast, come on out to come see me live. I'm going to be October 22nd. I'm going to be in Richmond, Virginia. October 23rd, Augusta, Georgia. October 25th, Huntsville, Alabama. October 26th, Nashville, Tennessee. October 27th, Asheville, North Carolina. October 28th, Knoxville, Tennessee. October 30th, Charleston, South Carolina. Halloween, I'm doing a house party show in Jacksonville, Florida. Come on out to that. November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'm in Gainesville doing Fest, which is going to be great with a bunch of past guests on the show. November 4th, Atlanta, Georgia. November 5th, Chattanooga, Tennessee. November 6th, Columbia, South Carolina. BrandyPosey.com has all that information, or say hey to me on Twitter. If you're coming out, let me know too. Yeah, I would love to see you. Enjoy the show.
I'm Babs Gray, and I don't have any Halloween candy to hand out, but I do have a lot of leftover Nutrisystem for any kids that show up dressed as Marie Osmond. Come and get it, kids.
I'm Brandy Posey, and I am never more arrogant than when hanging things on my walls and just eyeballing it.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't used a tape measure in forever, yeah. And I'm never wrong. Wow.
That's awesome.
It feels great.
I'm Tess Barker, and I love techno, but only because I grew up on it, okay?
This is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret? Neither can we. Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
We got it that time.
Yeah, we nailed it.
We messed it up last time, but we got it.
Yeah, that was great.
Back
Thank
in the
you.
Swing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes
been
you say
a rough
things.
Streak.
Yeah, sometimes it stops like making sense.
Of course.
In your brain.
I mean, yeah.
You're like,
I understand.
How does work? What happens? It's like when I say I love you at the end of a phone call and you're like, that you didn't mean to, and you're like, wait, what just?
Devastating.
Yeah. My brother and I deduced somewhat recently that in our family, when we say I love you, it means please don't die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I like that.
But we were just like, because we were just like, we grew up saying it so obsessively and compulsively.
Right.
And then, and we do love each other. Yeah. I mean, that's for sure.
Of course, yeah.
But we say it all the time.
Because
in
you're
this...
saying, like, I'm scared you're going to die.
Correct.
What if you died and
yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
say
yeah.
this?
Please don't die. Like, that's really the meaning of it.
Do you feel like that has extended to your I love yous outside of your family?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
Gotcha.
I mean, with Karen, I feel like it's, like, we do say...
P.S.
Yes,
Liz Glazer, okay. Our guest on the podcast, everybody.
And Karen, my girlfriend / fiance, mm-hmm. Not that we have to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I'll say to Karen, be safe. Please mm-hmm. be safe. So we do kind of disaggregate the fear-based I love you congenialities with the love-based ones.
Yeah.
Or at least we try to.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's such a thing. I mean, I'm like, I think I'm a pretty nervous person. Like, I grew up in that sort of nervousness culture, mm-hmm. like Judaism, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But I imagine it transcends religion. I don't think it's like just a Jewish thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
I think so for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I
mean, it's like a knock on wood thing or
that's true.
Or I've always actually don't like when people tell me to drive safe. That always annoys me. I don't know. It actually has the opposite effect of making me feel more anxious.
Really?
Because I'm like, well, obviously I was going to drive safe.
Right.
Yeah. Was I going to drive...
It's almost like they're cursing you or something.
Yeah.
But that's so weird. I take it the opposite way. I always feel like they're like giving me a nice intention to like take with me where I'm like, yeah, I will drive safe.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, I think to me, I know I'm going to drive safe. It's up to the other people
exactly.
on the road who are, you know.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
It's also when someone's like, have a safe flight, and you're like, I have literally nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I have had thoughts like about these sorts of wishes, and I've started to be conscious of saying, I hope you have a safe flight. And like, I recognize that it's just semantics. And of course, like, I don't take it badly if someone tells me, like, have a nice day. Yeah. It's like, how am I going to, but I hope you have a nice day. I hope you have a safe flight.
Oh, interesting.
I try to be conscious of it, because once I became aware of it, then it was impossible for me to become unaware of it.
Yes.
So yeah. But I don't mean it to like interject that kind of, command on everybody.
No, I like
else
that though. I do. Yeah. I prefer that too, because it is also like it gives you a little bit more agency.
Yeah.
See, and then like, it's also I'm shortening it. I'm doing the yearbook version. Hags. Sure. I'm just saying hags to everybody. Have a good summer.
Oh, that's good.
See you later, hags.
Give it a Christmas about it, time. But just, I'm just like hags, and everyone's like, what is this?
My go-to. I like to tell people to have fun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, especially if it's something that's not normally fun, because then it's like, I want you to think about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find a way to have fun.
And the thing is about, so with
you're
respect
giving them
to,
work.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is that I always think about that, because I used to have a job where fun was definitely not like on the table, because I used to teach law school and like be a lawyer and whatever. And it's not that that's never fun, but like, I would say that if you're having fun and doing those things, then that's extra. Whereas like for stand up or acting or like creative stuff, having fun is essential for the doing of it well. Like if I was not having fun while teaching for the bar exam,
you'd still be a good teacher.
Yeah, like it's it's
that's not
the
point
thing
of the class. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But I went to this acting class here when I first moved here, and it was like one where the teacher had a rubric that she was like judging how everybody was doing, and it wasn't just along like a numerical or alphabet scale. It had like qualitative measurements, but they were circled by the teacher. And one of the rows of this rubric was whether the performer is having fun. And there was like, a spectrum from basically 1 to 10. I didn't do well at that time. Not to say, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think sometimes I do look like I'm having fun, but like definitely sometimes I don't. And it's the specific thing that she circled was fun needs work.
Wow.
And it was
just that sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun needs work.
But it was so interesting. To hear you say that was work, because in response to the have fun thing, it's work to have fun. But I think about that all the time, of like, I'm working on having fun.
Oh, absolutely.
For
and
sure.
No one gets that about fun.
Yeah.
And no one gets that about fun people.
Right.
We put a lot of fucking effort into being fun.
Tess has her finger out just for the listener. I want everyone to know Tess is waving a finger, a fun finger all over the place.
When I plan something really fun, there is a lot of like running to parties. City.
Well, because the thing is, especially like, say you're planning a weekend to Vegas or something, you're putting in a shitload of work so that it can be as fun as possible, so you don't have to think about the details.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Fun takes a lot of pre-pro.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Fun is just the tip of the iceberg. Right. Down below it is all the not fun, which you can make fun, but it's not naturally fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say, like, that's one thing I've been striving for as a performer is to go up and have fun and enjoy myself and try to not put as much pressure, because that is definitely when I'm at my best. If I just go up and I let loose.
Well, when I saw you
at
the show, I mean, I remember that. I think of that bit pretty much every time I check the mail.
Oh, wow.
It was so wonderful. So just to set it up, if that's okay.
Please,
like it was
please.
This like kind of, what was it? Like a party for a network.
It was like an interesting
web series
new
party.
It was like this new website, I think called like Yes Bitches.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting that wrong. It's supposed to be like.
No, but it was also, remember, it was like their senior thesis project was the show.
Right.
Which
was
I'm
the
just
show
remembering.
And the website or something.
Right.
Like that. Yeah.
Right.
It was supposed to be, I think, like a kind of funny, like The Onion for women type.
I think they're still doing it, and they're very enterprising women who just graduated from USC, I think, and they had an all-female lineup, and it was a great show.
It was
a lot
so
of fun.
Funny to go
that's
down to like
project.
USC. All the it was all by all the frat houses. Literally, there were just guys playing like beer pong two houses away
and
from
we were
us.
On the front lawn, so we were on the front porch of basically a frat house doing the show. That were that was where we were performing from, and then on the lawn in front, like it looked like the beginning of a movie.
Yeah,
you know, like
ridiculous.
A college movie
beer
or
pong.
Whatever. Right, and it was just like all the seats for the audience were set up in the front lawn. And then Babs went up and you started your set by going through the mail.
There was like a pile of mail sitting there. And I saw
all
these packages.
Women who lived there, presumably.
Yeah, there was like 20 women that lived in the house. Right. So I was like, okay, who's got this? And I opened someone's like, whatever, Forever 21 package.
It was
come
amazing.
On, federal offense.
It was such a fun.
She was there. She was there.
Well, it was such a fun bit because it was like exactly like reflecting back the vibe and why it was weird that that was the vibe of the show. And like, they were in college, but like not everybody else in the audience was. We certainly weren't who were on the show.
Right.
And like, but it was like a bit that at once like did the genius work of bringing everybody in because the people who you were announcing were at the show.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I was calling out. I was like, who's this? Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah. So that was fun. But then even
and then
for
getting
everybody
mail
else,
is fun. When
getting
it's
mail is fun.
And Forever 21 is the epitome of fun mail.
That's true. Yeah, they probably do a lot of work to put that mail out too. But like, but also it was just like reminiscent of you being like, it was like Wet Hot American Summer-esque, you know, like in terms
of. Oh my
God,
that's the biggest compliment anyone could.
Well, but just the idea of like getting the mail, like it. I don't know. It brought me back to a camp setting.
Right, right. It did feel like camp.
Yeah, it was just really, really fun. And
I think that's like the, that's the thing is, especially in a thing like that, it's like everyone realizes we're in a weird situation, but if you don't address it, it's almost like if there's someone being weird in the bar that no one addresses, you're like, everyone wants to talk about this thing. Someone please talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's like interesting because like to have fun, like you have to be present in the moment.
Right.
You can't have fun while you're like thinking about the past or thinking about the future. So it's like that it even like brings you into that moment even more. Yeah.
Wow. That's so true.
It's totally true. That's why like I to get all hippy dippy, like that's like why I think mindfulness is so important.
Absolutely.
It totally creates more fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I started meditating in the past like year and a little bit. Like you know, I had meditated before. I had done like Headspace and, you know, gone to like a thing here and there, like a meditation circle or something like that. But I did a TM training and then like started doing kind of meditating. Yeah. And like I had read about it enough that I was like, okay, I bet there's something to this, but I don't know. I did not expect it to change my life in the way that it has.
This is the night I get into TM.
Oh, really? Has this been something that you've been thinking
about? I've been teetering
on the
edge.
People have been trans.
Oh, what interesting. Mean?
Transcendental meditation. Yeah. Okay. Because like TM, like, because like I've thought about Scientology. I'm like, you know what?
Sure.
Give me a
cult.
I love a cult.
Yeah, I'll join anything.
I love peer pressure.
Right. Same.
I love snake oil.
Same.
And so like
any club that would have me, yes, please.
Yeah. And like I love things that like successful people are doing. So TM has been like right there. And I've been like kind of like, you know, ready.
But this doesn't seem like snake oil stuff to me, because it seems like a legitimate
thing to work for
thing
enough.
Well, it's the kind of thing that I guess like in a kind of Buddhist way, like and here's what I mean specifically about that. Like, you know, when you have like there's a meme that's like a Buddhist quote or something like that, and you're like, that's so obvious. I wish I had an example right now. Or like be here now. Like that. Like just like yeah,
oh,
of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But even though there is such an of course aspect, and maybe because there's such an of course aspect, it actually does take work and time and like internalizing to get it.
Yes.
Even though you can understand it intellectually.
It's right. almost like you,
so,
is that the transcendental part?
Well, no, I think that technically has a different like definition in terms of like what it means to transcend, etc. But like the reason I brought it up for transcendental meditation specifically is just that like when you're doing it, it's like, why would I need a class for this? It's so easy. It's then I think back and like because Karen was like, you know, does other kinds of meditation. I was like, oh, maybe try this. And she's like, okay, well, how do you do it? And I was like trying to explain it, but I'm like, honestly, I think you might just need to take the class.
Yeah.
Even though the class will tell you the same thing, but there's just like a way that they do it and like whatever. And so yeah, it is like it's a thing that people say. I think like Ellen has said that it's the easiest thing to do in the world. And that's the design of it. It's supposed to be this kind of like easy, comfy pillow that your brain kind of like goes into for 20 minutes. And it is that, but it's hard to describe like why.
I'm in.
Yeah. Well, you do meditation already, right?
Oh, yeah. I meditate like pretty much every day. And that's why I'm so close to this.
Yeah.
The only reason that's the only thing that's been constraining me really is the fact that it costs money.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a sliding scale, though.
Like,
Yeah. You say how much you earn, and then you could like pay less depending on that.
Oh, see, in my head, I thought TM was like Equinox.
No.
Like, you could only join when you were rich.
Yeah. No. And then it's also, there's another thing, too, which is, and you live pretty close to the Los Feliz Center. Mm-hmm. And so they have a Sunday party every Sunday that I actually go to. There are a bunch of comedians actually who end up being at it sometimes. I mean, it's different people every week, but it's basically 6 o'clock group meditation. Then they serve pizza. Then they show like the Maharishi, who's like the dude going on, basically like killing at like some sort of conference in the 70s. And he says like two words and everybody's like dying from it. And so they show a video of that.
Yeah.
But like it ends up being, you know, pretty profound. And what I like to do, my ideal is if I have an 8 o'clock show on a Sunday, so I can go to basically the whole Sunday party, you know, have the pizza, watch the video, and then like ideally walk to the clubhouse for a show. That's my ideal. Doesn't always happen.
Okay. That's what got me into meditation is the profound impact it's had on me creatively.
Yeah.
Like if I can just get myself to sit there and like meditate, I'm so much more creative, so much more focused. My 100%. Work is so much better.
Right.
Yeah, before shows, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also like it for kind of, I feel like the best way I think to describe it is it's almost like it has allowed my brain to have more like highway lanes where that's like it used to be that if somebody like planning a wedding and planning shows and doing podcasts and, you know, all the stuff that we like do to exist, you know, I felt before that there were some days that I was able to do it better, some days worse. And I think that's, of course, still true. But now if somebody's like, here's a thing that you're not thinking about, but it's related to something you have to think about later, I have room for that. That's, I think, probably the biggest
That's really interesting. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do feel like with all the things that we juggle and stuff, it is like, at some point I'm like, I can't, like I have to, you have to shove things away because you just can't.
Have to.
You can't. But it would be nice to like, you know, do that and know you have room.
Because I think that's to be like the biggest impact. Yeah.
Because I think your brain has a tendency to like, you don't actually want to do anything.
Right.
So like anything you sit down to, your brain's going to try to be like, oh, but this other thing you have to do, this other thing you have to do.
Yeah.
So you you literally like, I think of it like riding a horse. Like you just get used to like taking the reins and be like, nope. This is what, so it kind of trains you to like stay focused in on whatever you are doing at that moment.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we all have like these computers with so many windows open in our brain.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that's why it makes sense why, you see a like quote and it's like, oh, this is, I'm fucking scrolling Instagram. I'm not, it's not going to affect me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It's interesting. I didn't realize that was. So, do you not do it on your own, or you do? You just have these.
That's a good question. I do it on my own, but then they have these things once a week.
Okay,
and then, but the reason I brought it up specifically is because you had brought up the cost, and so those are always free, and they happen every week, and so like I go whenever I'm able to, because I find that it's helpful to do in a group, especially because like some of the teachers like are really great, and like people will ask a question. I'm like, oh, I guess I kind of did have that question, you know, about like, what if I fall asleep during my meditation? Like they're, you know, they're sort of FAQ, but it's like helpful to hear them over again and hear somebody respond to them over again. And then they have like refreshers that are sometimes free also. So there's a lot going on that like when you pay, like you pay once, but then you do get a bunch of benefits.
Okay, cool.
Over
cool.
the course
That's
of your
good
life.
To know.
Yeah. Was the reason I brought it up.
I didn't realize that it was part of a whole thing. I just thought it was like a form of meditation. I didn't know there was like a guru, and I didn't know that was
Well, it originated. I don't think he's alive anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, there are all these just like old videos. I mean, he looks like Wild Wild Country.
Right.
Like 100%.
Which when I watched that documentary, I was like, I would have absolutely.
Oh my God. 100% I would have been in that. Give me the maroon scrubs and I'm in. Yeah.
I had a very, one of my first PA jobs out here, I had a very harrowing TM adjacent situation.
Oh, interesting.
Where the EP from some show, he was like this Australian dude that was in town, and I was a PA that had to pick him up at his hotel.
Okay.
And then take him, and his hotel was like the Sofitel over by like Beverly. Like,
oh, yeah.
For those listening,
yeah.
It's like completely different from where like Warner Brothers. So it was like an hour drive.
Yeah.
And it was like three dudes, and I'm 24.
Yeah.
And I had like a giant Escalade they gave me to go drive around.
Right.
So I picked these guys up, they get in the car. I'm just like saying hi, and this guy, he's sitting next to me, and he goes, I'm gonna need 20 minutes of complete silence for meditation. And then he closed his eyes and like tilted his head down, or like whatever. Yeah. And then
so, like, also I can't control LA traffic.
Like, right. I'm so sorry. And my cell phone, I remember my ringer was on because I was a PA and I needed to be able to hear stuff.
Of course.
And my phone had been in the passenger seat, so it was touching his leg. Uh-huh. And so for the next half an hour I was like, if my phone fucking rings, this guy's gonna murder me.
Yeah.
And I just kept, and I was a PA, so I was like expecting calls at any time, and I was like, I hope nobody fucking calls me. Yeah. So it's like quietly just driving down Wilshire, just like panicking in my head at 24. And then it was like he stayed that way, and they were like silent in the back. So it was just three dudes just like silent in the car with me until we were up Highland, and we had just passed the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
Sure.
And he looks up and he goes, they have one of Elvis's suits, huh? The first thing that I heard.
That he submerged and said that.
Yeah, right. And I was like, okay, he's back. Okay, cool.
Wow.
That turned me off from the idea of meditation for a long time.
I was like, I understand that.
It's so scary.
I mean, yeah, but also like anything that I've ever learned related to TM has not caused that to seem regular.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For like, sure. I'm sure he was like actually a monster.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like it.
To say that to anyone. Right. Like that.
Yeah. It was like truly insane because I like had never been spoken to that way in my life at that point. I don't think. It's fine. He's
whatever.
Now let's
see. He's not transcendent.
No, who had Elvis?
Right.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
They say they have. There's like something with his suit that's there. The peanut butter that was on one of them or something.
My God, I need to check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty fun.
Hollywood and Highland.
I grew up here. I'm such an LA girl.
Oh,
never
right.
set foot inside of Ripley's. I mean, why would
I? Yeah. Yeah. Do you pay for Ripley's?
No. But I love the architecture of that place. The dinosaur that's coming out.
It's
I always think that's such a metaphor for LA or at least LA anxiety is just a dinosaur gripping a clock.
Absolutely. That's hilarious.
Well, it's a chain too. Like they have Ripley's
in London and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They probably have
all over the place.
A bunch of them. I don't know how much of it is the same stuff everywhere, but
like a museum with like traveling. Yeah.
It'd be cool if there was like a Ripley's passport.
I think they kind of like change them up or whatever.
Yeah, they probably have slightly different stuff.
I did go on. Well, okay, we have to take a break, but I'll tell you guys about the Hollywood tour I went to.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we'll be right back, guys. Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Liz Glazer. Hi. So I did it. I took a Hollywood.
Which tour did you take?
The cheapest one.
Wait, are those the buses that wait with
So they're the bus. So it depends on the tour. Yeah. I had a friend in town and we were like, what should we do tomorrow? And I was like, oh my God, let's do this. I've never done it. I've lived here for 11 years. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And so we just found the cheapest one, which was like a BMW van with like the top cut off basically or whatever. And we showed up and it was like $30, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty funny. It was definitely the cheap version because the guy was so weird. He like drove. He would just kind of talk for a second, then not talk for a few minutes. And we were like, I feel like there's stuff he could be telling us.
Right.
Right now.
Stuff here.
Yeah. And we went up into the Hollywood Hills and like saw Ice-T and Coco's house. And whose houses did we see? Okay. We saw Ice-T and Coco's. We saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of his houses.
Okay. Was it really big?
It was huge.
Yeah,
and like, I guess Arnold, after he got money from Conan the Barbarian, he immediately started buying property.
Interesting.
So he lived in like a shitty apartment while he rented out stuff.
Oh.
Right.
You know what? I hate to say it, but that makes me respect Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a smart move. It's a very smart move.
Yeah.
So we saw Rihanna's house.
Oh, what does her house look like?
It was I didn't like it. It was very, it was like a modern, just gray box, basically.
Okay.
It was very modern.
She probably has really cool shit inside.
Of course. I just don't like like that look personally, but
yeah.
We saw Molly Ringwald's house, which she had apparently bought like when she back in the day. And hers was like just on the street. Like there was no gate. Oh, wow. It was like you could just knock on Molly Ringwald's door.
Wow.
You man, it's a bummer that they show those houses. It's like take all the strangers to the houses with a gate. That's okay.
Right, exactly. But yeah. Also, I don't think anyone on that bus was like jumping off and being like, Molly.
Yeah, fair.
She'd probably be happy to have someone to have a cup of coffee with.
Yeah, exactly. I did.
Dog, she's on Riverdale now. She's
that's
back.
True.
Oh, hell yeah. Good for her.
I like Riverdale.
Oh, Riverdale's so good.
We like Riverdale too.
Yeah.
You got
okay,
it?
Cool. Do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
I watch it.
Oh, you could be on it.
I would like it, but.
Do people tell
it's
you
so
that?
So trashy.
Why should you be on it?
Because your hair.
Red hair.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's like a major thing.
That's like a whole
show.
Yeah. You could be Archie's aunt.
I should just be like. That'll be my new AMPM mascot. I'm like, I have red hair, put me on.
But it's like a big deal in the
Riverdale.
Show. Yeah, like it's like an actual plot point. That's the reason I'm saying it.
Massive, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I know, I watched like a few episodes, so I know that there's a lot of redheads in it.
Yeah.
It's coming back soon. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I watched
I know where you can go to find Molly Ringwald if you want.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I got so into it. When I first started, I like had a plane ride where I watched only Riverdale. That's the whole thing. I did the whole plane ride from here to New York. And I get there and I told Karen, and she was like, the show for teens?
It's so much more.
Yeah, like, you know
everybody,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah. I know.
But also,
so
Riverdale
good.
Did a good job of like, they have like older stars on it too. So it really appeals to everyone.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and they're going to do something with Luke.
Right. Yeah. Can I just say, speaking of the show for teens, my high school friends and I like straight up got together to watch the 90210 rerun. Reunion.
Oh, yeah.
And they dealt so poorly with Luke Perry's death.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
How so?
It's just kind of like a moment where they're like, everyone's here. Well, not everyone.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Oh, Lord.
And then it's like never. I wanted like a Fast and the Furious Paul Walker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we need like a sad song and everyone like crying, some black and white footage.
Yeah,
for sure.
I thought that at least the 90210 cast would do that.
Well, he's like one of the more iconic members of the cast, too, right?
He's like one of the most.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like the reason the show was exciting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I never watched it. Oh,
okay. I was in seventh grade.
He was the name I knew from the Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Well, she was later.
She replaced Shannon Doherty as the bad girl.
I see.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen is very unique and special in American pop culture because she's in that Venn diagram between Saved by the Bell and 90210.
Yeah. That's why I was like, wait, am I right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, fun fact, so was Tori Spelling.
Oh,
remember?
Really?
Yeah. She was in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, she played Scrooge's girlfriend, Violet.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's helpful trivia.
I put this on my Instagram, but I wrote for this app called Episodes where you can play.
Oh, yeah,
you can play NBC properties, whatever. I wrote for the second season of Saved by the Bell, and so you go on there, you pick like a person, and you go in, and it's a choose your own adventure basically. And I was like playing, and I was like, man, I forgot what I wrote. Like, let me play this. And there's a scene where you can go into Lisa's closet and. Help her go through it because she's trying to get rid of stuff.
Sure.
Lisa Turtle.
Yeah.
And at one point, it was like, she was like, I don't know. I just love shopping. And then you had the options, and one was like, I was like, you know, shopping can be fun. And it's like, well, whatever. And then my third option was capitalism is a prison.
And I got it.
And I got
that's
it. And
great.
I like totally
it.
Forgotten it. I was like, oh my God. I forgot I put this
that's
in.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And I picked it and it was like capitalism in prison. All the places are trying to get you to buy things so you feel inadequate. And I was like, what the fuck? They let this
No, but it actually is in keeping with her character.
That's true.
Because she was like, wasn't she like debating? And like,
what's that? I don't remember.
Jesse
was
that Jesse
for sure.
But that's what Jesse and Lisa's friendship was kind of all about.
Yeah,
like
they were
Lisa
really
was
good
a feminist.
School.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
But then she, like, Lisa had that episode where she took her clothes off from school and she was like nighttime Lisa.
Yes.
She was kind of both, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember
the entire kind of. Build up of her character, but I do remember
so
that she
was
like smart.
It was
perfect.
Canon,
Lisa Turtle.
That's probably why
I
got it.
Yeah,
probably. But I did. I was like, wow. I'm
that's
glad
so
that they
funny.
Just were like, sure.
Yeah. I love that you put that in there. funny.
So yeah, if you guys play episodes, I think I wrote like every third episode. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
Go on there. Yeah. Swipe some choices.
Nice.
Yeah, so you'd have to like take each direction to a to its
it was
conclusion?
A crazy writing job because yeah, you have to branch out. Yeah. So you'd have to be like, okay, if they chose this, this is what would happen, and then you'd have to bring it all back together every time.
Right.
Oh, wow. It was a really
that's hard.
It was bizarre writing. Like it was very good. Like
it's a good exercise.
Assignment. Yeah, but it was really hard. To figure out.
So does every outcome have the same ending, or each outcome has a different ending?
Pretty much every outcome has the same ending, but certain choices you make will change things. So like, say you decided that like Zach is your crush or something.
Right.
You would have things that would be conditionals where you'd write in like, oh, you and Zach are hanging out. Conditional. If you have a crush on him, you flirt. So you'd write a few lines.
Oh,
if you
I
didn't
see.
Have that, that wouldn't happen, basically.
Oh. So but there's like a really metaphor for like sets in that way. Because I feel like when I'm having the most fun on stage in a set, there's sort of like, I know where I want it to end.
Yeah. Right. You're like, I'm building towards this point, but it could branch in this way or that
for
way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. It was a really interesting like job to.
Sure.
Somebody had already, most of the outlines were done, so you didn't have to do too much of the heavy lifting with like figuring out how the fuck things worked.
Sure.
But sometimes you would have to, and it was like really confusing.
Yeah. I can see that.
That's anyway, so cool. That's it. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The Hollywood thing at one point, we were in Hollywood and the guy just wasn't saying stuff. Like, that's what you get for the cheap tour. Like, we would just be driving and nothing would be happening. And you're
that
like, there's
would be good
so
for
much
the
history.
Meditator.
Yeah. He would love it. He'd be like, this is amazing.
Everyone close their eyes and just open them when you see an Elvis suit.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So I was like, well, I'm going to ham it up here. And I started being like, hey, are you famous? Just to people on the street. crushed. On the
hell yeah. That rules. Which would be such a fun game any day in LA.
You're
like,
in LA.
To do that.
You're like,
And how flattering to be asked if you're famous.
Right. Well, I imagine that the vast majority of people will be like, oh, well, I mean, I was on a Verizon commercial.
Exactly.
It did air.
That'd be
a lot.
Funny. It's all the Verizon guys.
Right.
Everywhere.
Right.
I mean, on Snapchat.
Yeah.
The guy said yes, so I asked.
Yeah.
So,
That's so funny. There's the double decker red bus tours out here. Never take them. Brenda, my boyfriend.
Those look bad. Yeah.
They're very bad. The buses are also like from the 50s and from the UK, and they break down constantly.
Interesting.
My boyfriend used to drive for them because he's like a bus driver, and he took one from so the thing is in like way east of downtown LA, and you start in Santa Monica because there's like all these different stops you can get on and off of them and the tour guide. And he was driving it back at the end of the day, and the air brake stopped working.
Oh my god!
So we had to ride the fucking brake down the 10 at rush hour to get it back. And he quit that day. He was like, "Oh no!" And they were just like, "Yeah, it happens sometimes."
Oh my
Never ride those buses. Also, bad tours because that bus doesn't have a tour guide. They have videos, recordings play based on where you are.
Wow.
And there's a stretch from like Beverly Hills down to Santa Monica where there really isn't a lot of like Hollywood history.
Sure.
But they tell you about the Beach Boys basically. But if you're in traffic, then the geo thing, it plays like a MIDI version of Beach Boys music that isn't really Beach Boys music because they can't afford it.
So you lose your mind.
Yeah.
So you're just hearing karaoke backing tracks
for like an hour if you're in traffic because it doesn't know to move on to the next thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so real bad tour.
Yeah. I'm glad your boyfriend's okay from that experience.
Yeah. It was pretty.
What a thing.
Yeah. He's had some like crazy bus.
I like that you guys have both had like your brakes being out.
It binds us. One of our early bonding moments. It's like, oh, cool. You know what it's like to like deal with not brakes? Yeah, great. And there was another thing where the another bus earlier had like the whatever the wheels are on in the front of your car.
The axle.
Mm. The axle was like cracked and he had to like keep riding it sideways on one of the buses.
Jesus.
I think both like happened within the same week. They replaced that one. They brought out a new bus really quickly. So he thought it was a fluke. And then the brake thing happened like within a week later. And he was like, oh, I will die on this thing. I have to go.
Well, also good to know like not to drive near one.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, yeah. Stay away from them.
Yeah. That's true too.
Yeah.
The robot cars cannot come fast enough.
I mean, I don't like to drive. I don't like to drive near the big red ones because, like, I just know everyone's going to try to get a picture.
Are you famous?
That will endanger my life.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I have to stay away.
I usually stay away from, like, if someone's driving a U-Haul or a Penske, like, I'm like, oh, well, they're not a trained
not a pro
truck
driver.
That's my only kind of anxiety highway trek.
Oh, I've got it with all the trucks.
Trucks are not, they're so scary.
I hate trucks. Yeah. And I want to drive a truck, I think, because I'm afraid of other trucks.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I know you'd be good.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
That makes sense. So, I mean, yeah, I'd feel more safe.
I would feel more safe. I just have this little sedan, and I'm always like, my horn is so wimpy.
Yeah.
I'm always like, meep, meep.
Yeah. I wonder how many female truck drivers there are.
Oh, there's some.
There's some of them.
I tried to get one on the podcast.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, there was like a write-up of her in like one of those like trucker newsletters we found at a rest stop one time.
Okay.
And then we tried to track her down because she wore pearls every time she would drive.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, there's a pearl association.
For the record, I want a Chevy Silverado, not a semi-truck.
Yeah, you're not an 18-wheeler.
There's no way in hell I would ever drive a semi-truck.
That's a whole license. That's its own thing.
Oh my God, that would be the most anxiety-inducing job.
Yeah.
Well, and those two, so the ones that carry liquid, you have to have put in more years as a driver to be those drivers too, because if your liquid when you stop in those trucks, it gives you an extra like 20 feet of brake time because the liquid sloshes forward and backward.
Jesus.
And you have to like as a driver know how to take that into account for like what your stopping feels like.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, those guys are like gnarly fucking jobs where I'm like, I commend anybody who can pull that shit off because I can.
Impressive. Yeah. Good drivers like for that kind of thing is like very impressive. It's intense too.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I think about that, like just like when you see these humongous trucks, it's like it's one guy, woman,
or
like,
woman,
you know, just operating that whole thing, one person.
Yeah,
that sounds kind of fun to me.
I mean,
to like try not to
try. For sure, I understand that impulse too.
Yeah,
but. It's like just massive.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
Uh-huh. There's so much of it that's like not connected to you. I mean, I feel like in a regular pickup truck, like the bed is still like within.
Yeah, those double ones where it's like.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I know. We went fishing with my 88-year-old grandpa. And he still fucking hitches his boat onto his Jeep.
Yeah.
88 years old, was like backing it into the lake, knew which way. And I was like, but what was I going to do?
Well, it is a way your brain learns how to work, though, if you're so used to doing it. It's like parallel parking. Like, unless you've done it, then you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, it's like a stick. Like, you just kind of get used to it.
Mm-hmm. People are way more intimidated by stick than they should be.
I've never tried it.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get used to it. But I think at first it's like you just, you just figure it out.
Like anything.
But then it's automatic.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. Dad joke. Damn.
Yeah, I never learned. You need both feet, right, for stick?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to shout out to my super fucked up back for driving all the way up to the San Francisco all the time with a fucking stick shift. It's a nightmare.
I feel that it's very bad for your spine.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
Because you're always like your feet are going up and down constantly because you have to press the clutch all the time.
Interesting.
Okay. You never really get a break. You're always kind of like, yeah.
Do you when people crack your back?
I don't, that doesn't happen, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
Man, my Instagram algorithm has been like really trolling me on posture lately.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I get that one too. I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, you're talking about that weird little like device.
Yeah. It's been coming in like real hard lately. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I know. I'm in front of my computer too much.
Yeah. Well, I watch like a lot of those back cracking videos. Oh,
so you're really into it.
I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it feels good. Is it like when you like stretch and you get that pop?
Oh, I love it's the best that. Feeling.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
My gym, I like a crack, but what I really like is like get into a muscle and make it hurt.
Yes.
That's like
sure.
When someone does too soft, I think I used to be a soft massage person, and now if it's too soft, I'm like, bad at asking for it to be. I'm like, it's fine. I don't say anything.
You gotta go harder.
Yeah.
Well, I call and I say on the phone. Who do you have that's really strong?
That's a good idea.
That cracks backs. I had this experience recently, and I like play it over and over again in my head, like it was like a cool hookup moment, but it really was just I got a Thai massage, and the woman who did it was a genius.
Yeah,
and specifically she would like kind of. It felt like she was doing intricate ballet on my back where she would move her feet so slightly, and all the cracks would happen. And she was trying to get one.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could feel that she was an expert because she was lamenting, like, how certain parts weren't doing what she thought they should be doing. And I was like, I don't know. You know, like, just keep going, whatever.
Yeah.
And so she stepped on, it was like around T2, if you're familiar with the back geography. And
you are a big back.
she like
Terminator 2?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'll be back. You know what I mean?
Yay. Hey, there it is.
And she stepped on it. And it was like, it wasn't just a crack. I feel like it was
like a rupture.
A muscle. Yeah. It was basically like a firecracker happened and also a mountain imploded kind of feeling. And I think about it all the time because it was just like in one moment, she just like allowed everything to release.
Damn. It is. It's like you can, I picture it like my mouth is open and I can just see the pictures of all the things I've been like holding on to just being barfed out
it's
of
like,
my being.
It's like a fucking Green Mile.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Where was she? Was she here in LA?
It was in Newport Beach because Karen and I went there like right after we got engaged.
Yeah, yeah.
We went for like 3 days.
Oh,
and
awesome.
So it was just like a, I wouldn't even be able to remember the name of the place.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
We stayed in a nice place and they had like hotel massages and I was like, that's not going to be good enough.
No.
And because I mean, the more you pay, the worse it is. They don't do anything. They're like afraid to like fuck you up. I'm like, I need someone who is wants to go in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like doesn't care about me.
Yeah. Exactly. Step on me. Right.
Yeah.
Step on me.
Yeah.
I like to be stepped on.
I do too.
Frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we just went into town.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Somewhere like nearby. If you're ever in that area, I'll try and find it.
Have you guys ever gotten a foot massage? Because they always say that like feet massages unlock everything else.
Yeah.
But I've never like gone for the money of just a foot massage. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, there's a lot of places in LA that do foot massages really inexpensively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You can just get that.
Yeah. Yeah, I always see that. But
as good as you would think.
I would say, shout out to Rock Plaza. They got a little massage place in there.
They do.
It's good.
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's
really?
Good to know.
It's right next to the gym. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right next
I went
to the
in there after
19.
A few Santa shifts.
Sometimes you just deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally.
It's been a long day in the North Pole, you know?
Yeah.
Santa's on your back. Gotta.
The old Eagle Rock Plaza.
All right, we'll BRB with Lady Problems.
Bye.
We're back in Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Liz.
Hi.
And let's, do you want to help us solve all of the problems in the world?
Yes, of course I do.
Hell yeah.
Or just one at a time.
Yeah.
If you have one, write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com and we will obviously solve it.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
This one, great subject, my vagina needs your help. All right. Hey, ladies. First off, I just want to say thank you for being some of the baddest bitches out there. Your weekly stories and views on life keep me going and continually remind me that there are good people planted everywhere in this shit-filled, Cheeto-faced country.
Aww. That's so nice.
It is.
And funny.
Yeah, thank you.
So I have a lady problem that is perfectly suited for you ladies. Ready to talk about jerking off? Because I am.
Sure.
I love to jerk off, but... I love to jerk off, but to be honest, who doesn't? My issue is that I come way too fast, and honestly, I'm starting to get sick of it. Any advice on how to build up stamina? Just a few things about myself. I'm female, married, and in my late 20s. My spouse and I have a fun and hot sex life, and because of that, I honestly didn't try jerking off until about 2 years ago. I was in denial that our sex was enough to satisfy me, but boy, was I wrong. I only really jerk off one way, with a good video and a vibrator. I'm there with you, girl. I've tried to change up what kind of videos I'm watching or try and put the vibrator away, but I'm just not getting as into it. I am also an avid stoner and aspire to make it to test levels. My vagina and I both thank you for any and all advice. Well, it sounds like you gotta put away the vibrator. I guess that's not
yeah,
what
but
want,
she's but... not liking it without the vibrator.
Yeah.
Well, I think you gotta get a lower powered one then.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but isn't that the worst?
So yeah, it sounds like you're
kind of like being in a massage like... place with someone who won't step it up.
You're like,
it always sucks that day that you realize your vibrator battery is low.
Oh yeah, it's just kind of like slowly going out.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, like the TV remote doesn't become fainter as it goes on. I don't know why vibrators get weaker.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I agree though. I think maybe she needs to get rid of the vibrator or downgrade it.
I mean, it sounds like she doesn't try to use her hand at all, but yeah, I would try that or I mean, she doesn't want to do that, but I don't know what else to, you know, it's kind of the only.
I mean, I would say.
I'm not saying getting rid of the video.
Don't get rid of the video. I think go the opposite way and just keep coming. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
So this is, she didn't say if there was an issue with sex with her husband or if it's
doesn't
just.
Doesn't seem like it.
I think it's like more it's just a masturbation. Yeah.
Well, and if she wants to get to test level status in terms of stoner, then that could also help, I think, with prolonged periods between orgasms.
Yeah.
Being high?
Yeah, I think. I've noticed that.
You could get whiskey clit, get real drunk.
But not in a bad way, but just in a sort of...
More of a wave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's my memory of it. And so that, just because she had said that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So it could be that her two aspirations could be in line with one another.
I think so. And then also like on the weed, we've talked about weed lube on here. I'm a huge proponent of that. That will not make you come less easily.
Because I don't know what it is. Like, it's lube made of weed?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
It's just like a high in just that area too, right? Yeah.
Because your vagina actually has cannabis receptors.
Oh, interesting.
And it heightens orgasms quite a bit. Huh. Mm-hmm. And it's just awesome.
Like, here's how to come harder. So if you want that, if that's what you're asking for.
I don't know. This question's like asking me how to smoke less weed.
Yeah. It is to me too, because I'm like, if I'm drinking off, like, I'm not looking for it to be a prolonged situation. I'm like, all right.
To me, that's the advantage, is because like with a partner, you can have nuance. But like if I'm alone, it's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, that was like faster than I intended. But I think in that case, maybe you watch the video. Sometimes I would ramp up. Maybe just watch the video for longer before you go for it.
Oh, yeah.
I think like let yourself get into it and get turned on by it and then like bring in, you know. So that might be a way to just kind of like, it's still going to come fast, but at least the whole process will be longer.
Yeah.
Or kind of like think of it maybe in terms of like two orgasms. So we're like, okay, I had a fast one and I'm gonna like take my time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then hold out for round two.
Yeah.
Right. If you're stopping after the first one, no.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's like stopping after the first pizza.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna eat half a pie. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go. Have a little amuse-bouche in between.
Sure.
Amuse-bouche. Hey.
Oh, my God. So many puns on this.
Yeah.
We're
just dabbing around.
Getting it out. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know.
I mean, there's also like, I mean, I don't know like how fast you're coming. It's like you could just like edge up and then stop and then let yourself calm down and then like do that a few times.
Oh, that's
before.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that's definitely a thing you could do.
It's so funny because it's such not a. That's the same like pizza. It's like you're not gonna. It's there. You're gonna do it.
Once you get that seems like more trouble than it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
great problem to have.
Yeah.
I commend you for not getting. It's interesting. She only didn't start doing it until her like late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And that's also when she. Oh, we don't know how long she's been married.
It doesn't say.
Maybe in 20s.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She started drinking about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's honestly might be more common than we realize.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That is true, actually. I do think a lot of, women don't, like, get comfortable with themselves until later on and explore and
that
stuff.
Might be different with younger kids now, but, like...
Euphoria
and stuff. Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but...
Oh, my God. I'll watch it with you again. It's so... I love it.
Yeah.
I need to watch it.
I've heard nothing but good things. I need to watch it.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Totally. I would love to watch it.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, that's like because kids can like order shit online now. Yeah. That like when you were younger, it's like how if you're under 18.
Back in my day, I had to go to the store to get a butt plug. You know,
Barbara in a mustache and a trench coat, just ways. Like, hello, my name's Brandon.
I got a plug up for the table shower.
I got a plug up for the table shower. Jesus Christ.
Table shower is.
I don't know.
It's fucking amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think in general, like, just cool. I mean, I don't think
it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
In general, congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Not every orgasm is going to be transcendent.
But if you like, there's a class on Sundays. You can
go with pizza.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
Metaphorically and literally.
All right. Let's see. Maybe if there's another one. Christmas. Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah, wait. Here's a good one. Christmas. Here's a good one from this. That's pretty. Okay. Okay. So we're taking one. I found a good Reddit one just to do. Okay. 19-year-old lady. Her boyfriend's 19 as well. My boyfriend of 4 years thinks I've been taking shits to avoid him.
Perfect.
So to preface this whole ordeal, I'm super lactose intolerant and also have a very spice sensitive digestive system. Okay. So long story short, I shit a lot. Recently, though, we've been fighting over lots of little things due to university midterm exam stress and such. Oh, that means that they're British, I think. Mm. Due to university midterm exam stress
and such.
Yeah, please
finish reading it.
And he took me aside the other day to tell me that he felt I was avoiding him. When I asked why, he said, it's because I've been taking so many shits. But the worst part, this is bad, but the worst part is that he's dead serious. He realizes it's absurd and keeps cracking up when he brings it up, but he's been clear about it being something that genuinely bothers him. Mm-hmm. We're cool and better than ever right now, but I'm just confused. I don't know what to do. Do I just hold in my shits?
No.
There's nothing I can say that can make him feel better about it either, because what could I possibly say? Too long, didn't read. Boyfriend thinks I'm pretending to take shits just so I don't have to talk to him.
Dump him and then you don't have to talk to him.
I mean, I agree with that, frankly.
Yeah. This sounds like a dump him. Also, if you're 19, dump him.
Yeah.
In general.
At 19, yeah.
If there's any issue, dump him at 19.
Yeah.
He's Prob's not the...
I think 25 and under, it's pretty much all.
Yeah, for sure.
The return policy is pretty lax.
I think we're in a permanent dump-in situation. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, and anyone who is taking your bodily functions personally, you should just dump.
Yeah. That's
and
crazy.
There's also the metaphor and dad joke available in this case specifically for dumping him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
exactly.
God. You're already used to dumps, so just pretend he's in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One big dump.
Yeah. I feel like he's dumping his issues on you in some ways.
Also, right. I like the reversal here because I feel like it's kind of a typical thing where it's like, ooh, guys take forever in the bathroom because they're like, my wife trying to get away from the lady.
Maybe he feels competition because she's in the bathroom more than he is.
Oh, yeah. He's like, that's supposed to be my throne.
Yeah, that's where I do my business. You're stepping in my time. I feel like less of a man.
But I mean, there's obviously other stuff going on with them. Yeah. Like, this would be where they're at. Mm-hmm.
I think he's just mad he got a girlfriend who poops.
Yeah.
Right, that is true. We're not supposed to do that. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. They all do.
Sphincter alert.
Hello.
This is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Don't. Oh, it's just a weird...
Yeah.
Whatever. We know that this is a non-thing.
That's pretty funny,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Also, man, how do you have that conversation the first time? Where you're just like, look... Is it like when you come out of the bathroom, just like, were you just avoiding me in there?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's a very strange. It also,
she could invite him in if he really feels that.
That's true. Oh, yeah. You want to talk while I'm in here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I guess you can
I
come
love
in here with
talking
him.
While pooping.
You do. Is that what? Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, I recognize that if there was some kind of technology that would make the smell not be a thing,
right?
That but I remember when I was a kid that my brother and I would do that in the bathroom. That like
really?
It was more me to him. I'd be like, "Do you want to talk?" Because I really liked it. I liked the setup. And then at some point he would be like, "It's starting to smell," and then he would leave, and I felt bad. But I mean, we had like a 5-year age difference, and like when we were kids, that was super significant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was just like, no, this is like what you do. And he's like, okay, fine. But yeah, like I appreciate it. Like I like talking to my mom on the phone. You know, it's got to be someone specific.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
I can't be like, no, I was on the phone with you when I was shitting.
Yeah, 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 for
but
sure.
If
but
I'm
a mother
picking,
will endorse something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's my preference for sure.
Wait, to be shitting while you talk to someone or have
yeah.
it be a mom?
I feel like you're more open.
Yeah. Totally. I love
so
it.
I'm so happy because this never would have come up, I don't think.
Yeah. I love that. Uh-huh.
I mean, I was just thinking, you know, when you go into like a random public bathroom and there's like a weird chair in there? Now uh-huh. I know why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For Liz.
It's for me. Yeah.
But I even, when I don't have someone to talk to, I've done this since I was a kid and I've definitely never admitted it any
oh my God.
Semblance of publicly.
Oh, can't wait.
But I just like pretend that I'm mid-interview, like on a talk show or on
really?
A red carpet. Yeah.
I love
I'm just
that.
Like, well, you know, when we were making the movie, the original inspiration.
So you're giving me like an Oscar acceptance speech?
Yeah. Well, it's more cash.
Right, like, right, right.
Because yeah. the vibe, it's not like an amped up vibe. It's like a very like, oh, that's interesting that you want to know about that scene.
The irony is that because yeah, you know yeah. how when everyone goes on a talk show, they have their little like anecdote.
Yeah, yeah,
that would
yeah.
be
that's
yours. Would be the
yeah.
I'm.
Yeah,
I've been practicing this while
we could
I've
even
been
do a segment if it was like you know like on Jimmy Fallon or something. It's like, oh, I'll be taking this from the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where I've rehearsed.
This is my safe space
for 40.
You don't
years.
Need to picture the
beautiful.
Audience naked.
I love
you
it.
Just need to be pooping.
Yeah,
you need to picture yourself shitting.
Yeah.
Well, because I guess you can't really
that.
Be nervous while
oh,
you're
that's
shitting.
True.
No.
Yeah,
no, no.
And that's I think what I like about it. Like I've done like I sing also, and like not you know in a super serious way, but like at times I. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And I'll do like vocal warm ups while
okay.
on the toilet. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You must be a blast to live with. Just like walking
literally.
Past.
So let me ask you this because yeah. we were talking about this recently uh-huh. and one of our listeners, Tyler, did confirm that men in the bathrooms are waiting to shit next to each other.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
waiting for the other one to go first.
Oh.
Yeah, are yeah. you not waiting? Or are you just like, I'm not? Because you
in
seem
public,
comfortable.
In
you're
a public
like,
bathroom situation.
No, I don't like to shit if there's someone else there. I like doing it at home, but I'm not like, you know, it has to be. It's
yeah.
not like an American Pie sort of thing, but like.
Wait, what is it?
He couldn't.
Oh,
shit
I forgot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I know a lot of guys
home.
Like well,
two,
that have that.
Two podcasts with American Pie in a row.
Oh, interesting.
It's in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's not that, but I prefer a onesie. You know, like I think I would be like
single
regular
stall
preferences
yeah.
in terms of that. And
yeah.
I'm definitely not, you know, taking interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
On
yeah,
public toilets.
You're like knocking, like, hey. You know, it's a funny
yeah.
thing you ask about that, Jimmy. And they're like,
right.
Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at camp, I remember we would play cards, uh-huh. and I found like a couple friends in my bunk who liked to play card games like under the,
oh, stalls.
The stalls. So it'd be like me in the middle, and then like a friend here, a friend there, and we'd all be playing.
Oh, that's
you know,
so funny!
Why did you pick up the cards on the toilet, on the floor, on the
I
toilet
guess, like,
floor?
A little,
you're
I don't know.
Forward.
We were littler. I'm not. I don't
test
remember.
Can't do it.
This is everything I hate: germs, games.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
that's definitely great. Like a camp situation
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Totally, but I can
I
appreciate that.
That
it's not for everybody.
Yeah. Wow, I'm so glad we learned so much.
Oh
I'm
my
glad.
God, I love that. Yeah. I took a. My niece to go see for her birthday. We went to go see a movie, and
uh-huh.
she's 4, and so
okay.
she got to wear whatever she wanted for her birthday. So she wore a dress with 2 skirts over the dress,
uh-huh.
and so then like in the middle of the movie, I like took her to go use the bathroom, and she was like, I can go by myself. And I was like, okay. So I like went and peed, and then I come back and I just see like one of the skirts on the floor. And I was like, are you okay? Do you want me to come in? She's like, I'm okay. I'm like, okay. And then I see that skirt get pulled up and a different skirt falls on the floor. And it was like this clown juggling act where just like various skirts were just all over this public bathroom floor.
Oh, that's hilarious. And I love that that was the thing. Is it that she wanted that to be the entire outfit, or she just wanted to wear each of those pieces?
I got the vibe. Yeah. It was like a it was an outfit that was intended to be together.
That's a great.
She had like layered it. Yeah. Ooh. It was very Stevie Nicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah. Cool. The top layer was a ballet skirt.
Right. Okay.
I love that.
Nice choice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that you have to take kids to the bathroom. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. Until what? Like, when do you get to start going to the bathroom by yourself?
She's four and she goes
by herself. Oh, yeah.
Probably varies a little.
But you took her
bit.
Into the stall still.
Yeah. I know.
No, I mean like into the bathroom. Sorry.
Yeah, into the bathroom. And then I just.
So like what about, in general.
Oh, and yeah, that's a good question.
Was it like 8, 9?
I think pretty old because if you're in like a really public place.
Yeah,
you can't just let them go.
Anywhere by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
If you have kids out there, let us know. We have no fucking idea.
Yet again. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You could probably just get one of those really long leashes, right?
That's always a good look. Whenever you see a parent that has their child on a leash, I just feel like we're all tacitly just like, you failed.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
I can understand it, especially in like, I mean.
Because literally, like, if you're in a public place
city,
and they can get anywhere.
Yeah. That's so scary.
Okay.
And keep my dog on a leash.
I don't know.
That's true. I guess if you have them on a leash, you can kind of just do your own thing. And
well, that's what I think. Just like, it's literally like if they're that one of those kids who's like going to be gone every 2 seconds.
Yeah. My brother was like that. Just like would hide
hyperactive,
in like stores. You know how there's like the circular rack of clothes? He would go in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to drive my mom crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. I guess maybe I needed a leash.
That's why you're opposed to them. You're like,
maybe so. Right. Yeah.
You can't box me in.
Yeah. All right. On second thought, I think a leash is a great call.
But I'm saying you got a really long one. You could be at the movie still and the kid just goes.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like when we used to have landline phones. Remember you'd have the cord that was like 200 feet long?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you could hide in the closet and talk to somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's always the best. Like, how far away from could you get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make your whole family do the limbo under the cord. Trying to go 3 rooms away. Get off the phone, God. It was always the best when you had to like time. The weird moment in time was when you could DM with your friends, but then you wanted to talk on the phone. So you'd be like, all right, call me in 1 minute.
And then
you
would just
You're like, I have to get off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At like, and then you'd be like watching the clock and you'd be like, okay, but it's late. So I don't want anyone else in the family to hear. So it'd just you'd be like,
I remember that
moment.
Too.
It was a fun time.
Oh, how did we? Yeah, I think we would have our finger on the hang up button. And then you'd release it.
Yeah.
That's true. I remember that.
Yeah, that was the trick.
Mm-hmm. Man, that was gnarly when you had to fight with your siblings, not just for phone time, but that was the same line as the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We lived through that.
Yeah. These Zoomers have no idea.
Is that the name, Zoomer?
I've heard that.
Oh, that's
Gen
a good
Z.
One.
Gen Z.
Yeah.
Are we not Gen Z?
No, we're millennials, dude.
I'm not. I'm 40.
Oh,
I'm
so you're technically X.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting Z confused with X.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we're old guard millennials.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, God.
I like the phrase. I feel good because I want to make a distinction between like when I grew up and then the younger millennials because they always had internet and I feel like it's very different.
Yes. They're not having this hang up.
No.
Yeah.
It feels like two very, I almost feel like we should be two different groups because it's like not, it's that's such a different childhood, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not making I don't make the rules.
Right.
But the Z kids are new. And this is really funny. I read something on Twitter the other day that like the young kids that whenever they're being stupid, their friends call them boomers now.
Ha.
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
That's funny.
The funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Don't be such a boomer. That's really
boomer
great.
Is just a funny word.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great way to troll your parents, too. Stop being such a boomer. Just like, what the hell?
Their parents aren't boomers. Their parents are
millennials.
Oh, yeah. Right. The millennials are spawning.
Yeah.
You know, those people we know who have kids.
They're millennials too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somehow we aren't still 18. It's very weird.
It's fine.
It's like Gwen Stefani just turned 50 and it fucked me up a little bit.
Yeah.
It really was like a, whoa, okay.
But do you see nothing inspirational about how good she
looks? No. I just took a beat.
Yeah.
But just because, like, to me, she like hasn't aged at all either.
Right.
She's ageless. Yeah. It just was like a, what? Huh?
How? That means that I've aged.
Right.
Yeah. And then you just go and you look at your face and you're like, wait, I'm not still.
I mean, I just look in the right mirror.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Mirrors, filters. Because I have to say, the only thing is just really my vanity. Because I love, like, the wisdom that comes with age and the experience. Right. So as long as I look younger than I am.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And I'm half joking. Like, I also just don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I feel like it's, I always try to remember, like, oh, there are people that wish they were as old as I was.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That had made it this far. Mm-hmm. So it's like a point that I try to remember.
People that wish they made it this far. And then there's people that are a lot older that wish they were this young.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Puts me in my own fucking place.
And it's good to stay present.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because it's you have fun.
It's all coming back.
Whoa,
Timmy.
Yeah.
Hell
Thank
yeah.
you, Liz. Where can everyone find you on the internet?
Oh, on Instagram, I'm at Liz Glazer. Twitter, at Elizabeth Glazer. Facebook, Liz Glazer. And then dearlizglazer.com is the website that I probably should update more often than I do. But I update it, you know, enough that it's linked to the other stuff. Cool. Yeah. So that's me.
Awesome. Expect a bunch of hits on
Amazing.
The
Amazing.
And if you're a Patreon member, go to Patreon. Well, if you're a Patreon member, you know, but we're doing a top secret session. If you are interested in it, go to patreon.com/ladytolady. We do top secret sessions where we kind of talk about anything too hot for the regular feed. So we're going to do that now. See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.